Coretta Scott King is being buried today in Atlanta. Yesterday, a memorial service was held for the widow of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. The observance included King's eldest daughter, Yolanda, paying tribute to her mother, and a song from Gladys Knight. We'll hear both of their voices in a moment. But first, these words from Oprah Winfrey, who was also in attendance. The talk show host spoke of Mrs. King's remarkable strength.
I am a student of the King legacy. I believe I've read practically every book, and I know I've seen every piece of footage available regarding Dr. King's life and work. And I'm always struck when watching those documentary pieces of the demonstrations. And I marvel at the strength that it took for her to do that, while at the same time raising a family, being threatened daily, and doing what every wife and mother and working mother inside and outside of the home has to do, trying to hold on to just a little bit of herself.
Of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, and the downs.
I know that my mother is smiling down on us. There was no way that we could have fully celebrated her remarkable life without taking this time to praise, to dance, to share the artistry that was so much a part of who she was.
If anyone should ever write story.
Her belief that it is our responsibility to make the world a better place allowed her to take up and tie up loose threads when the fabric of our nation unraveled, becoming less than whole, less than the promise of our great combined potential. Through her inexhaustible giving, we learned to give.
'Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Ooh, you're the best thing that ever happened to me.
And then, because she was always in prayer and she was lifting it up to our Lord and Savior all the time, she'd said,